3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, reports say the Israeli military has carried out several airstrikes on the positions of the Syrian army in the Golan Heights. Israeli warplanes are believed to have carried out at least three strikes in Golan. Other reports say the Israeli military fired about 20 shells at what it said was the source of fire in Syria. There are still no reports on potential casualties. Reports say this followed the firing of several rockets from Syria on Golan, two of which landed in the areas occupied by Israel. The exchange of fire has led to the announcement of emergency status in nearby Israeli towns and villages. Tensions have been running high in the region after the Israeli aircraft fired two missiles at the village of Qunetra, bordering Lebanon, over a week ago. Six Hezbollah members and an Iranian commander were killed in that attack. Let's speak to Press TV's Hamad Awaidat, who now joins us via Skype from the Golan Heights with the very latest. Now, Hamad, obviously the situation is looking fluid right now, but tell us a bit more about what's going on.
So what's going on? Just 1 hour ago, another few rockets have been landed here in the Golan Heights from the Syrian side in the occupied Golan Heights. The Israeli army published the area as a closed area, and they also attack two locations of two bases of the Syrian army in the Qunetra. What I can say now that until now we don't have any new information about if there's an injured or if there's any people have been killed here in the Golan Heights, because they closed the area and their media, they didn't allow us to, or they didn't, the army didn't allow the media to go to some places to cover there. But what I can tell you now that the Israeli army is attacking different places there in the Syrian side. And just here, I am taking information from my resources on the other side of the ceasefire line that the Israeli army attacked two bases of Syrian's army, and there's soldiers, Syrian soldiers, that they have been killed.
Right. Now, Hamad, also in the past, we have seen that this is not the first time that Israel has attacked Syria in clear violation, obviously, of international law. However, in this particular case, for example, Israel claims that there were rockets fired onto the Israeli side of the Golan Heights, the occupied territory, so to speak. However, has Israel provided any evidence of that?
You know, the Israelis here, they didn't stop to support the tourists and the armed gangs, militias that they are fighting here on the other side. Especially today at the morning, you know, just they give them the last support as medical support, and also they are giving them military support sometimes. But what we can understand from the media and from the people, what they say, and some analysts here in the area, that the Israelis giving the back to these militias to attack the Syrian army, because they are doing the Israeli job, you know, as they say, in the area there inside. But they know yet, and they already published that they are talking about 18,000 fighters on the other side, and they are looking for a war, especially Netanyahu. Netanyahu here in Israel, he's looking for this war with Syria, because he thinks that this war can support him, especially that they're here in Israel in the next few weeks or 2 months with his allocations.
All right, Press TV's Hamad Awaidat, they're reporting from the Golan Heights there via Skype. Hamad, thanks very much indeed.